to tell that story over and over again. When we share our story, our eyes light up, our heart beats a little faster, and our voice rises just a bit. Peter's story was so important to the early church, it's told two times. Once in chapter 10 of Acts, then again here, when Peter testifies in Jerusalem in front of a group of very feisty critics. This is Peter's story. In a vision, God sends him a message to eat animals that were forbidden to Jews. Peter was shocked. "Not so, Lord, for I have never eaten anything that is common or unclean." But God told Peter, "What God has made clean, you must not call unclean." This story has nothing to do with kosher food. It is about accepting the unclean Gentiles. God sends Peter to meet with the Gentile Cornelius, and then Peter understands a message. Peter tells Cornelius that God has shown me I shouldn't call any man unholy or unclean. Just as Peter is speaking, the Holy Spirit comes upon the Gentiles, so Peter orders them to be baptized. This is not just Peter baptizing one Gentile family. This is the beginning of a transition in leadership from Peter to Paul, and in the church, from a Jewish Christian church to a Jewish Gentile Christian church. God convinced Peter he should open his heart and the doors of the church to the Gentiles. But now, Peter's been called to the carpet by the apostles in Judea. They are not happy. What was Peter thinking? Not only did he baptize Gentiles, but he ate with them. This is not just showing up at the wrong party. This is a grievous offense. These deeply religious men have kept their separate identity, including strict Jewish food laws, their whole lives, out of a devotion to God. And out of a conviction, this is what God wants them to do. And they can quote scripture and verse to back up these beliefs. Everything in their culture upholds these convictions. They have no reason to change, and they can think of many good reasons not to. So now Peter must convince these Jewish leaders that he's done the right thing. So he tells his story. "If then God gave to them the same gift as us, when we believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, who was I that I could withstand God?" This is the key to Peter's story. God blessed Cornelius and his family the same way God blessed Peter and the apostles of Pentecost, with the gift of the Holy Spirit. God made it clear God loves these Gentiles the same as God loves the Jewish Christians. To refuse to accept them would be opposing God's will. Peter couldn't do that, and they must not do it either. God gave the power of the Holy Spirit to Peter, an ordinary fisherman. God continues to enable ordinary people to be witnesses to the gospel. This can be uncomfortable, because now we can't have the excuse we're not gifted enough, not old enough, not good enough to get the job done. God has always had the audacity to choose ordinary people to do extraordinary things for God. And it is these extraordinary things that become our story. It is because Peter tells his story that the hearts of the Jerusalem leaders are changed. Stories, not arguments, change lives. Arguments crystallize differences. Debates keep two sides apart. In debates and arguments, there's winners and there's losers. Now, if Peter had tried to argue theological points or debate doctrinal differences, he wouldn't have changed their hearts. He could have charged angrily into the Jerusalem court and demanded, "Is it fair we are keeping the gospel to ourselves? Does not God also love Gentiles? Cannot Gentiles approach God directly without first becoming like us?" One can only imagine them debating this for days. However, just one story by Peter changes their hearts, because stories are powerful. A story invites people across the dividing line, making everyone the winner. Peter's message was, "This is my story," but it could as easily have been your story. This could have happened to you. What would you have done if God had appeared and spoken to you in this way? Would you have acted differently? Every time we exclude someone from participating in God's redemption, Peter's question should trouble us too, because we are the church. Throughout the centuries, Christians have debated the meaning of church membership and its openness to non-members. Peter's vision continues to challenge us. What are the rules, spoken and unspoken, that separate insiders from outsiders? How can we share our stories to cross this divide? We forget the power of our stories. We rarely tell others the stories of how we've experienced God. We rarely tell our stories of how God changed our minds, redirected our paths, and opened new horizons for us. We do not tell the stories because we don't want to appear manipulative or better than thou or self-righteous. We're afraid to speak of holy places and sacred times when words are not enough. We don't want to appear weird or fanatical. So we keep our stories to ourselves, telling them only in the most careful context and in the most measured ways. Let's be open to the work of God's healing and reconciling spirit. Be like Peter. Tell your story. Share it with others. You may be surprised whose hearts and minds you touch. So, dear church, come to the table of God's grace, then go and tell your story. Amen. Amen. May the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Please rise for the hymn of the day.